Hello.
Hi, this is Jacqueline calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Okay.
Is this Scott?
Yes.
Okay, so I had spoken with I believe it was somebody that you bought your insurance from.
Yeah. About you
And
guys' incompetence. No
nothing.
reply. What's up with you
Well,
guys? I took a day off work yesterday for a vehicle to be picked up. I've had multiple phone calls. You guys left me waiting in a parking lot after my truck was almost stolen for 6.5 freaking hours. From 3 o'clock is when you got the phone call. I left at 9. I didn't get a phone call back that you were there till 6:30. This is ridiculous.
was
I
this the
took a day
first
off of
one or
work
the
yesterday
second
for my
one?
vehicle to be picked up again. You're gonna listen or talk? When is my vehicle being picked up to take to the repair facility?
I was giving you a call to help, alleviate your pain. They're on the way. They said within 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, well, they were supposed to be here this morning between 8 and 10. I call my neighbor and they're still there. So it's insane.
I
You guys are
understand that.
incompetent. I know it's not you, but you guys are. I sat in a parking lot for 6.5 freaking hours after somebody tried to steal my vehicle. After I was told to cancel AAA that would be there in 20 minutes. At 9 o'clock, I finally called AAA back and they were there in 15 minutes. You guys left me sitting in a parking lot for 6.5 fucking hours. Plus.
I understand where you're
From
coming
3 o'clock
from.
till 9:30 at night.
I understand where you're
So do
coming
they even know
from.
where they're taking the vehicle?
Yes, I know where
Do
they're
they know
taking
they're
the
taking it
vehicle.
to Westworks in Upland?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
So I did
4 days
want to.
after the fact. It happened Thursday. Now we're into Tuesday.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to explain. If you could just calm down a
Well, I
little
know it's
bit,
not your fault.
I'll.
It's not your fault at all. But the problem is everybody there is incompetent and they don't do anything. Would you be mad if your vehicle was the door handle ripped off? You come to get in your car, and 6.5 hours, somebody told you that they'd be there in 50 minutes, cancel the roadside assistance from AAA, and 6.5 hours, you're still sitting there at 9:30 at night?
No, I still
You'd be upset too.
I understand where you're coming from. And trust me, I
But it's not
fully
your fault at
understand. I
all. But
recently
you need to transfer this info to somebody and fix something there because. You know, people, when they call for a tow, are in need. They don't need to sit there for 6 hours.
Yes, sir, I understand. Let me see. I'm just trying to look over this really quick. So I
Well, I'm at
see.
work right now. I shouldn't even be on the phone. So they're going to come get the vehicle?
Yes. They said 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, just pass this to somebody. Somebody is completely incompetent. They were supposed to be here before 10 o'clock today. I took a day off of work yesterday and waited for them all day.
Yes, sir, I understand.
But it's not your fault. I apologize. But you need to tell somebody to get their shit together.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like when we dispatch it out, we're kind of at the mercy of the service providers on whether they show up or not. I do wish like there would have been, maybe some
Yeah,
way
but
to
AAA
tell
does
that they
the
don't
same
show up.
thing. AAA does the same thing. It's not AAA picking it up. They make a phone call to a tow facility and they're competent. So whoever you called Thursday night should be fired, along with your operators. Because I called back to this number and the guy told me there was nothing in the system 3.5 hours later. Then he told me 50 minutes.
Okay, I can explain that if you would like to hear that.
No, but I'm just saying your operators and your system is screwed up too. So it has nothing to do with the tow truck driver. Because the
No,
tow truck
I
driver is just like
understand.
right now, when you call them, oh, we'll be there in 15 or 20 minutes. So the problem is within Nation Safe Driver or whoever it is. The problem is in your office.
I understand, and not everybody is trained on mercury accidents. They don't come up as normal
Well, maybe you guys should
tows.
train people before you hire, after you hire them. So people aren't sitting in an unsafe area for 6.5 hours. What if it was you? What if it was a lady in an area she didn't want to be?
Yes, sir, I understand.
You know? So, yeah, just pass it along. That's all I'm saying. Somebody there needs to get their head out of their ass, get their shit together.
All right, and if I did speak to the service provider, they did say about 15, 20 minutes. If they do not show up, if you have our number still, if you could please call in, let us know. That way we can try to find you somebody else.
That's what I did that night after 3.5 hours. And he said there was nothing even in the system.
If you
No,
can
I'm
just
at
tell
work right
them
now.
that.
I've got stuff going on. Either they show up or they don't. That's just the way it is. I got to get off the phone. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.